Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Have you been missing Chris's voice? Well, worry no more, because he's back. Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Great Britain. And welcome to the Chris Moyle Show with me, Chris Moyle. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Toby's none until 10. You're welcome. Yeah.
Is it lovely to be back?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I had my Monday morning anxiety today.
Of course.
Did you have Sunday night anxiety?
No. I had a tummy ache.
Oh.
What?
I had a tummy ache, like I'm at school.
Oh,
were you a bit...
little butterfly.
What?
A bit bingley.
No. Just had a tummy ache. Oh. Don't know why.
Oh.
And,
it's the excitement.
Yeah.
Of...
Coming back to work.
That's it.
Yes.
I don't see it as work, Dom.
No, that's right.
Friends.
It's a calling.
I see it as work.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly. Right, so we're live on Global Player if you want to tune in and see my tan. Because I was on holiday.
You have got a bit of colour.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, you have got a bit of colour.
No, a bit, definitely.
I really put the effort in to really try and get some colour.
Got a white T-shirt on.
And yeah, that's
it. I looked at myself this morning in the mirror when I got out of the shower, and I'm like, there's no gap between...
Right.
The gentleman's area.
Yes.
And the bottom of my tummy.
No tan lines.
Lines.
No, I can't believe it.
I love a tan.
And when I say I had a red face on holiday...
Did you?
Oh, my God. No. Ludicrous.
Oh, it's got a nice shade of brown now.
I've got a bit of colour, but...
Yeah, you got a bit of colour.
It was 35 degrees where I was.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, I'm getting a tan. And I was trying to be really good. I got a factor 50 on my face.
Yeah, good.
Lard on my body.
That's right.
And it was nice to see him. Not seen him for a while.
Yeah.
It's a radio joke.
That's a lard joke there.
And then I'm like... I'd say I've got the same colour as you, and you probably sat in the garden
and it's going to be lovely this week here as well.
You're no Whitehaven Harbour, but you are brown.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, nothing is as brown.
At least James is here, the ghost.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That makes me look a little bit darker.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Have you got a new jacket on, James?
It's newish. Newish.
The Chelsea choose that for you?
No, I picked it.
Did your mum get it for you?
No, I picked it.
Your dad got it for you.
With my
the auntie got it for you.
I picked it.
Was it sent in from a listener?
No, it wasn't sent.
Is it one of George's cast offs?
No, wasn't.
Nice colour.
Hello,
actually.
George.
Thank you.
Burnt amber.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No.
She's your favourite, isn't she?
She is.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Which one do you want?
I know the listeners are dying to hear this.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you.
They're dying to hear. Do they want to hear
when you walk?
Manchester.
Or do they want to hear... Which one do you think they want to...
Isn't football brilliant?
Isn't it?
Isn't it brilliant, though?
How unbearable do you think you and I are going to be
yep.
to all the other football fans listening
So
now?
Are you...
What? Leeds United?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whee!
Oh, don't you know, pump it up, Leeds are going up. And then, obviously, the other one is that Liverpool have won the league.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, got a bit teary watching this yesterday. I always do, actually, this one.
And the thing is, for those of you who aren't into football, fans of football, it doesn't matter what team, are really happy for other teams winning.
That's right. I mean, as you can see from the text already.
So, like, there'll be loads of people now who are not Liverpool fans, but they'll be like, hey, do you know what? Well done, Dominic.
Yes.
Well done.
Right.
I'll be singing You'll Never Walk Alone with you.
And
same with Leeds. It's like, there'll be loads of different fans from different clubs going, fair play to Leeds United.
Yeah.
What a great team, and you deserve your promotion.
The first two texts I've seen, anything but Leeds, and not bleeping Liverpool. Very good, very good.
I don't know what song to play for Wrexham, but the Wrexham have done it again.
Incredible.
Three promotions in 3 years.
Yeah.
So are they in the Championship now?
They will be in the Championship. So they got promoted to League Two. Then they get promoted to League One. Now they've been promoted to the Championship.
Wow. That is incredible.
Does that just
now,
not happen?
No, I don't think it's ever happened.
No. Okay.
Now, has any Wrexham fan put money on that? Did anybody stick 50 quid on 3 years, three promotions?
That is amazing.
Probably Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, hopefully. A lot of money.
And what I heard somebody refer to, they were talking about... Somebody was talking about Wrexham's success the other day and literally was going, you know, what Ryan Reynolds and the other fella have done there.
the
and
they
just kept referring to Rob McElhenney as the other fella.
Oh, do you know what? He must hate that. I bet he gets that a lot as well. That's so annoying, isn't it?
Oh, but the thing is, when you walk, come on, Dom.
Through the storm. Oh, I'm going to fill up.
Oh.
I love it. Hold your what a day.
Isn't Arne Slot lovely?
Isn't Arne Slot a legendary genius? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And yes, he is.
Well, you know, you've got to say every
day we're all gonna say we love you, Leeds, Leeds, Leeds.
Thank you.
Anfield next season, then. Great.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, I'm still playing it.
Oh, we're alienating a good chunk of the listeners.
Oh, no, are we? In what way?
Yeah.
In what way?
Chris, I don't usually turn off for anything, but bleep this, I'm off.
Oh, okay.
That's from Matt.
Yeah, bye, Matt. Don't let the door knob hit your arse on the way out. Ross has texted in. He doesn't mind. He said, bite my Man City arse, Dom.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
that's angry, Ross.
I'd have just given him a handshake, to be fair.
Oh, is that angry Ross,
that's
is
angry
it?
Angry Ross, yeah.
Don't forget, Carlisle manager promised to get Carlisle out of League Two, and he kept his promise. We'll be playing Truro next season in the National League.
Oh, no.
500-mile trip.
Oh,
for Jamboy.
James.
So there you go.
Truro.
That's quite a commute, isn't it?
That is.
Good Lord. It was so good. Did you see Mo Salah having a selfie with the fans?
Yeah.
Loved that.
Halfway through the game.
Yes. Game hadn't finished.
After he'd scored,
he scored
the fourth goal.
Yes. Yes.
But was someone taking a picture and he just took the picture
from him? Yeah, with his back to the cop and
you got to be so careful in Liverpool, haven't you?
Class.
You with the phones.
Hey, now.
I thought that's the point you were making.
No, not the point I'm making.
Here's another, right? I'm not going to bang on about football all morning. I mean, we will, but we won't.
We'll lead on it.
Here's a fascinating thing. And by the way, if you're a football fan and you've hated the last 5 minutes, take a deep breath. This might sting a little bit.
Right.
The bottom three clubs of the Premier League get relegated back to the Championship. And it was the three teams that got promoted.
Yeah.
It was Southampton, Leicester and Ipswich.
Mm.
And they're now... all going back to the Championship.
To play Wrexham.
So Southampton... Yeah, it was Southampton, Leicester, Ipswich, in that order, going up. If you take that bottom three away, right? So let's say there are only 17 teams in the Premier League.
Mm.
If you take the bottom three away, right? Because there's only 17 teams.
Mm.
The bottom three are West Ham, Spurs and Manchester United.
I know.
Gosh.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So, the bottom three get relegated. So, if you don't count the bottom three and you look at the end of the table, well, all the teams obviously get to play again. Out of the 17 teams, the bottom three are West Ham, Spurs and Manchester United. And that, do you know what I say to that?
Every day, we're all gonna say...
Oh, it's mad, isn't it?
The Manchester United fans will love that fact.
Oh, they'll love it.
Exactly.
Yours is different than mine. Mine says Everton's third from the bottom.
I mean, it's
fourth.
It still works.
Just do my thing for Manchester.
Yeah. All right, well, Everton then. There you go.
But Man United are 14th, yeah.
Now, it's great to have me back, isn't it? Isn't it great to have me back, Manchester? Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
Thank God we're on an FM in Manchester.
Hello, Manchester!
Yeah.
Right. So I had a lovely holiday. I went to Oman.
Oman?
Yeah.
Did you say that a lot while you were there?
No.
Oman is hot. So I would have said.
Oh my God, it was so hot.
Where's that in comparison to, say, Dubai? Is it just up down?
It's over the border.
Isn't it is it in that little kind of booty area?
So, what area do you go to? The booty area? In Dubai, you're brave.
I don't know, they have a booty area there, do they?
Using it with
me. Oman is really, it kind of, their border is like all over the place. It's like a child's drawn it and gone, hey, you can have that bit there, but not that bit. And then this bit. Not that bit, then that bit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big area. So I was kind of in northern Oman, I guess you would call it. So we flew to Dubai and then we drove. We crossed the border, which was amazing. This new border crossing into Oman. It's absolutely huge. It's like, well, like 10, 12 lanes.
Oh, wow.
And we were the only car there on the way in and the only car there on the way back. Yeah, and it's massive and it's state of the art. And obviously you have to leave. If you've never done a border crossing, in a lot of places you will leave Dubai and then you're essentially in no man's land.
Yeah.
And then you cross the border into Oman.
Right.
And it was fascinating. It was brilliant. I loved it. I thought it was great. And then we...
It looks lovely.
Were you by the sea?
Yeah.
Lovely.
In a little bay.
Oh.
And it was about 34 degrees.
Oh, great.
Were you in Muscat?
No.
No.
Muscat is about 5-6 hours away from where we were.
Okay.
So that's how big Oman is.
It's
massive.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But it was really lovely and it was hot.
Mm.
It was like really hot.
Yeah. That is warm, actually.
And we had such a lovely time. It was so great. And we just had, like, sitting in the sun and sweating and then going back inside and standing in front of the aircon, then going back out again and all of that.
I love all that.
And then they had a really nice restaurant and they had a night where they just had a load of food on the beach, like a big buffet thing. Nice. So he's going to help yourself. Oh, it was great.
Nice.
And then they have a posh restaurant. And they said, you really should go. And it's got beautiful views. It's at the top of the mountain.
Right.
And it's got all these amazing views. And it's... and it's a 12-course dinner.
12?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm like, the taste. Is it like a taste?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And the chef's meant to be amazing. So you're like, oh. So we went up there. And it was really windy. But because it's so warm, it's just like a hairdryer's on.
Mm.
And it's like, it's a bit unbearable, actually. And then they bring out the first amuse booze or something, right?
Yeah, that's it. Amuse booze.
You get to choose your water.
Oh.
You get to choose your water.
Huh?
Water,
yeah.
In the bottom of the bottle, they have crystals, and depending on what you want to feel, you choose to water.
Oh wow!
So this is like mindfulness water.
Oh, these crystals. Lucy would love that.
This one is energy and fitness, and different coloured crystals.
Right.
Absolute bunkum. What a load of old
Lucy would be all over that. With Tiff all over that.
Of course she was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one is for sleep and relaxation.
Yeah.
Do you know what it tasted like? Water.
Water.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The two tasted exactly the same. Tiff's like, you don't believe in this, do you? I went, we believe in what? It's water. It's all the same. Yeah, but it's the crystals. The crystals give it naff all. Anyway. Here comes another course, or this is made of whatever, and then you lose track.
Yeah.
And then you end up going, excuse me, what number's this? This is 6. Oh, Christ, what is 6?
I've got another 6 to go.
I'm already on 6. And then at like number 7 or 8, you get invited to the bar area of the restaurant.
Oh, this is
fun. I like
fun.
That. I didn't move you.
So you go to the bar. And you need to move at this point.
Yeah.
Like, Tiff's looking at me going, I think I've got one more dish in me and I'm done.
Yeah.
And then the restaurant is something like 208 meters above sea level.
Right.
So they asked the guy in the bar, hey, why don't you create a drink that's got 208 different ingredients in it?
Oh, that's cool, man.
Right.
Yeah. 208.
And so this guy went, okay, I will.
Mm.
And spent a month to 6 weeks making this drink that had 208 different elements in.
Oh. Wow.
And he was so proud of himself.
It's got a thick drink, like... That's a lot.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
People waiting at the bar.
No. So this is—it's all staged. Okay, like, so you know. So this is just us and this fella. And then there's a load of bottles and stuff and things like bubbling over.
Right.
And I'm like, is that for effect? Or he goes, no. So this here is tea, and this tea is brewing slowly over a certain amount of time,
right.
And then I will use some of that tea in the drink. These are herbs that are slowly being whatever.
Yeah.
This is, gin that is being strained,
yes.
Whatever it may be.
With
you're like, what? And he goes, it all goes in. And some of the ingredients are these, and some of the ingredients are secret. And it's like, and they spent, how long did it take you? About six weeks. To make a drink with 208 different elements.
Wow.
Yes. And I couldn't help but think, what's the point?
Yeah, wow. There is that.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You ain't just passing or going, let's go to that place that has the drink between Nate and...
No.
But then, honestly, I found it really hard to keep it in. He goes, and I would be very, very grateful and much happiness if you would drink the drink. And we're like, of course, absolutely brilliant. 208 different elements this drink,
that
of course.
That almost never happens.
We've got to try it. Yeah. And he goes, we have an alcoholic version and a non-alcoholic version. So Tiff went, well, I'll have the non-alcoholic. I said, what's in the alcoholic one? He went, rum. But there's no rum in the other one.
Right.
And I couldn't help but think, so it's one ingredient less or one ingredient more in one of these drinks?
Yeah. How are you making up the difference there?
Has he thought this through?
Yeah.
What's replacing the rum this drink?
Because normally you wouldn't replace it, would you?
Yeah.
So I didn't have the heart to ask him. Because imagine if I went, so if this is 208, what's this one without the rum?
Yeah.
Splash of crystal water.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Yeah.
Anyway, we drank it.
And how was it?
All right.
Yeah. Great. Well, he would have had much happiness for you telling him that.
All right.
Did you make that face or did you pretend?
Oh, no, I said,
oh,
it's lovely.
Oh,
no, it was really nice. Yeah. I said, I don't drink rum, but this is delicious. It was lovely. Oh, well done. Great. And he's like, thank you. So pleased.
Oh.
More importantly, I wanted to meet the absolute awful dictator of a boss who went, make a drink with 208 different elements. Off you go.
Yeah, that does seem excessive. It's a bit extra, isn't it?
Elements is a bit loose as well. It's not ingredients.
Well, ingredients, whatever.
Yeah.
But even though, it took so long to do it. And so he would have just been trying things and going, oh, God, that's crap. Start again.
A little bit of sugar. What do we put in it?
Graham's been to that hotel. Apparently, he swaps the rum with Umbongo.
Ah,
I think you're right, Graham, actually.
Oh, my God. But it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely.
Good.
And the staff was so nice. Mm. And they had cats.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had a British blue in Oman sitting there going,
really?
It's too hot for me. I've got too much fur.
Roasting hot, I would have thought.
Oh, too much fur, mate. So I had a lovely time. It was all good. And now I'm back.
Yay.
And I managed to watch the Leeds game as well.
Did you? Good.
Yeah. Monday night.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think that's all I've got to tell you.
Very nice.
I didn't buy you anything.
That's okay.
I was going to. And
then I
couldn't be bothered.
Well, I mean, that's honesty in a nutshell.
I was going to buy you a big bar of chocolate ever sell at duty freeze, but it was 18 quid and I just thought...
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To that.
Well, the big toaster really around or something.
It was Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Oh, is it the big one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's huge. I mean, you could use it as a weapon.
Yes. Finn won one of those in the, you know, those machines you put money in and it grabs the thing. He actually won. I don't know anyone who's ever won that. Massive bar,
a big bar of chocolate.
Massive.
Huge. I can't even get teddies out of them things.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Aren't they fixed? They're not fixed.
Well, I think so.
But for legal reasons, they can't be, obviously.
I don't know if they're fixed. They're just very difficult.
They're just very difficult.
Yeah.
You've got to be skilled.
Yes.
We did notice there was sellotape on the bottom of the chocolate. I mean, I don't know why that would be. Oh. Almost as though they don't want you to win it.
And it was attached to a little weight.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, I've never been any good at any of that. I like the two penny things. Like, that's legally different to tipping point. I like that. Yeah. I like those games.
That's good.
They're fun.
Tipping point. Sounds like you're winning a load of money.
And what did I miss from the show?
What do we have last
Kelly
week?
Jones.
Kelly Jones.
Kelly
was
Jones.
On great form.
No, he's Welsh, Pepper.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Kelly Jones, yes.
So we gave tickets away to Stereophonics gigs in September and October. We had a winner on called Trevor, who's seen Stereophonics live 29 times.
Whoa, stalker.
And Kelly was on the phone to Trev. They were having a lovely little chat. And Kelly went, anything you'd like me to play at the show for you?
What?
And he was taking requests.
No way.
And did he give him a sign?
Yes, I think he did.
Oh, great. What do you mean you think? You were here?
Yeah, no, he did. Trev, I think Trev was in, I don't know where he was, Planet Trev, I think, after that.
Oh, that's quite a cool thing, isn't
it? It's very cool.
Well, imagine if he wasted the opportunity. I'll play anything you want. What do you want me to play? He goes, I'll play Dakota.
Oh, write that
good
down.
Shout, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play Dakota. I mean, we played it anyway, but okay. Did he talk about Leeds with him?
We talked about Leeds off air. We didn't have time to do it on air, but yeah, he was over the moon with it. Off air, absolutely.
You had Jenny Faulkner on, didn't you? Talk about the marathon.
That's it.
She's done like 100 now, has she?
She's done a 4,000.
Yeah, Jenny Faulkner on.
Jenny Faulkner, head of the marathon yesterday.
She's on at the same time as us.
Yeah, so we just nicked
her. Smooth.
We nicked her.
Borrowed
basically.
Her.
What did she do? Sticking automation.
She exactly. She
Bill,
played a
Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren.
Stevie Wonder.
Brenda Russell into Aletta Adams.
Exactly. It was pretty much that, actually, yeah.
Three in a row.
I think, so this
Who else did he get on? Jordan North, was he a guest last week? Amanda Holden?
We had, that was her 10th,
Ferrari,
her 10th marathon yesterday.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And it was warm yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Really warm. Yeah, too warm for a marathon running.
I didn't watch any of it.
No. Did you not?
No.
I didn't see much of it, but...
It's a struggle.
Joel Dommett fainted.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, is he all right?
I think he was wearing a big outfit.
No, it wasn't this time.
Was he not?
No. It was just proper hot. When he
was laugh at him.
No, you idiot.
Says right for doing the London Marathon, you burk.
He's all right now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he fainted.
Right now. He finished the marathon afterwards.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Did he?
That's good.
He fainted at mile 17. And passed out, woke up in the little hospital bit, then finished it.
Do you know what? Ricky Wilson did the same thing when he ran the marathon. He got to about 17, 18. I think it was about 19 or something. And he just started to go a bit blurred and a bit dizzy.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's just like, I don't feel good here. And saw the St. John's ambulance and just like fell in towards them. And he went, I don't feel good. Basically sunstroke and exhaustion.
Yeah.
And
it was a hot one.
But they said to him, you ain't finishing this. Sorry. So we went and finished it a couple of weeks later.
That's really nice. Yeah. There's a lot of you, wasn't there? That was really nice.
Yeah. Nice.
It's just, I think it's too far. The marriage.
It's not normal.
I think it's too far, everyone.
It's not. When we're on holiday, I tried to be really good this week.
Mm.
And I went to the gym every day and I was swimming loads.
Good.
On holiday?
Yeah.
Every day.
And I was skipping breakfast because did you notice I've not been having breakfast the last few weeks? I've been trying to get back into that intermittent fasting. And so when I went away, because normally I go, breakfast buffet! And I go, absolute kid on holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tiff, I got donuts. Do you want a donut? I got chocolate donuts. Like that. It's 9:30 in the morning and you're having a donut. I got chicken tikka.
Yeah. It doesn't wear off that novelty, I don't think, ever.
I'm coming back with an absolute plate stacked high full of Danishes like that. Yeah. She's like, what are you going to do with those? I'm like, we'll bring it back to the room. We'll eat them later.
Do you remember that family I was saying when we went on all-inclusive holiday to Kenya, I think? We didn't have breakfast one morning. This guy couldn't believe it. You pay for it. You pay for that already. Have it. You paid for it.
That was me.
I'm just not very hungry, actually. You paid for that, though. You paid for it.
This hotel rat was used to do afternoon tea, used to set an alarm. They're like, where are you going? I went, afternoon tea?
Yes.
It's free?
Get in, absolutely.
I go off and have about 25 minutes worth of finger sandwiches and some scones, and I come back full as a bull. Right, I'll have a nap now. What are we doing for dinner? Anyway,
same.
Yeah, but I went to the gym, and I do about 4 miles, 3.5, 4 miles on the treadmill. Wow.
Very good.
Just listening to music. And that's enough.
Mm.
It's enough. I did that 3 or 4 days on the bounce, and I'm like, why would you want to run any more than that?
That's a long way, though. 4 or 5 miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
5K, 6K, whatever it was. That'll do. None of this silly business.
26 point whatever.
It's just not normal.
No. No, it's not normal, actually.
Unless you're being, you know, unless you're trying to escape a lazy old Rottweiler,
yeah.
There's no reason to ever run 26 miles.
No.
Walk, fair enough, maybe. Yeah. Not run.
It's silly. It's a silly thing to do.
Isn't it great to have us back? Isn't it? Come on. Isn't it great to have the Chris Moore Show back? Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
Isn't it great, though?
No. Okay. My crazy month of May begins this weekend.
What's going on?
A lot of gigs.
Ooh.
A lot of gigs. Norwich, Coventry, Uxeter, Cornwall, Exeter, Lancaster, London, Nottingham. That's this month.
Great.
Wow.
And a lot of travelling. But I'm excited. I can't wait.
Great.
So Friday night I'm in Norwich and Saturday I'm in Coventry. And
yeah.
It's the last game of the season. So if Coventry can remain in the playoffs,
yeah.
We could have a huge party after the game.
That's true.
So it's so lunchtime kickoff.
Yeah.
And then I'll be DJing in the arena and we're bringing the time earlier. So instead of waiting till the night time, we're just going to bring it earlier.
Yeah, great.
So if you're going to the game, come to the arena next door, have a party.
Yeah.
Come on up. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening. We're on till 10 o'clock. The Chris Moyles Show is back. And Dominic Byrne has got your news next. Wave, everybody.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
On average, Rift get their customers $3,000 back.
I'm like a rubber ball, like a mountain.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra?
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with My Jet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Apt and National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Can I get a woo-hoo?
Oh, yeah. Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. We get a kebab.
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just $31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Good morning if you've just woken up. Yes, this is the voice of your friendly neighbourhood DJ, Chris Moyles, speaking. I'm back, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all. There you go. That's why I never got that gig on Kiss.
Yeah.
I can't really rhyme on the air. Dominic Byrne's got your new spot on weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a man has been charged with 8 counts of murder after a car drove into a crowd in Canada over the weekend. 11 people were killed and dozens more injured at a street festival in Vancouver on Saturday. The city's mayor, Ken Sim, says the attack has shaken the community to its core.
The community is devastated. We're heartbroken. We're sad. We're scared. There's a bit of anger there too. And so a lot of people are just wondering, like, how can this happen in the city of Vancouver?
In other news this morning, Donald Trump has said he thinks Ukraine is willing to give up Crimea in return for peace with Russia. Kyiv has repeatedly rejected suggestions of making any territorial concessions as part of the deal. The US leader made the comments after holding talks with President Zelensky before the Pope's funeral over the weekend. London's marathon is now officially the biggest in the world. More than 56,000 people completed the race yesterday in the capital, breaking the record. And British Paralympian Sam Ruddock has been reported missing in Las Vegas, having not been heard from for more than a week. The 35-year-old from Warwickshire, who's competed in cycling and shot put, travelled to the US earlier this month. He last contacted friends and family on April the 16th.
Sport.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot has paid tribute to his predecessor, Jurgen Klopp, after Liverpool won the Premier League title yesterday.
What?
Club won a record-equalling 20th league championship, and Slot says he inherited something special.
The quality the players have was, I think, obvious for everyone, but the culture of hard work, the culture of not only from the players but also from the staff members, have been incredible, and that is one of the reasons why we could achieve what we've achieved this season.
These Liverpool fans spoke to Radio X after the win on Merseyside.
Up the Reds! Hand it over, Manchester!
What a fantastic result. And look at this for an atmosphere. Liverpool Football Club, best of this.
A 10-man Bournemouth missed the chance to go 8th in the Premier League yesterday. They conceded in stoppage time in a 1-1 draw at home to Manchester United. Manchester City still have hopes of lifting silverware this season. So after they got a 2-0 win against Nottingham Forest in the second FA Cup semi-final, the 7-time winners scored early in each half at Wembley. They'll now face Crystal Palace in the final. And Leeds United return to action for the first time since clinching promotion from the Championship. They take on Bristol City tonight. A win will once again move them back on top.
Yes, but Bristol City also need to win that game as well. So
yeah, they do.
It's one of those, what's going to happen to games? Mm. But I shall be watching the football tonight.
It's all go, isn't it?
Are you off? Now, here's one. Bristol City.
So they're right, just in the playoff places?
They're fifth.
Right, okay.
Coventry are sixth.
Right.
Okay. Now, I want to win tonight.
Mm.
But I also want Coventry to remain in the playoffs because I'm DJing in Coventry on Saturday at Coventry Arena, which, unless you don't know Coventry, is right next to the ground, like literally next door. So if Coventry stay in the playoffs, then my gig will be very successful. If they don't, it will be a disaster.
Yeah.
So, sorry, but I'm really rooting for Coventry.
It would help a lot, actually, for the whole atmosphere.
It would really be good for me.
It would.
So, thank you very much.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Lots of sunshine around. There might be some outbreaks of rain possible in the northwest later. It's going to be quite warm for much of the UK. Temperatures could hit 24 degrees today. Yeah. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
And once again, normal service has been resumed. You say 24. I look at my app and it says a high of 23. I mean, yeah. You literally...
I always go one higher.
You really do.
That's what you get with my weather forecasting. I'll always give you an extra degree.
Wednesday and Thursday could be 25 degrees in London.
Yes.
25 degrees.
They're talking about possibly 27 degrees on Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, as you would say, 28.
Yes. This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello, everybody.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Lorraine says, I can't believe you didn't check I was free before booking your Norwich gig. I'm at the theatre seeing Joseph, and Andrew Lloyd Webber just pips you to the post. Have a great night.
Oh!
Rude.
Yeah, very rude.
It's not even like Jesus' dad, Joseph.
No. Exactly.
Johnny found out the other day. I thought Joseph in his colored coat was Jesus' dad.
Oh. So did I.
Apparently it's not.
Oh, is it not?
No.
A completely different Joseph?
Yeah.
More than one Joseph.
I guess so.
Name three. Go.
I think Joseph is in the Old Testament and Jesus' dad is in the New Testament.
But Jesus' dad is Joseph.
Yeah.
So why would you do a musical about someone called Joseph?
Mm.
Because you're going to think, oh, Jesus' dad. No. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's the one in the fancy coat. That's how you tell them apart.
Yeah, but if you would say, do you know Joseph from the Bible?
Mm.
Are you going to go, oh, he wore some nice gear, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or are you going to go, Jesus is dad? But he didn't even do it.
I know what you mean. It's like there's one Noah. There's one Moses.
Yeah,
there's
right. So you go, do you know Noah from the Bible? And you go, oh, the fellow who made the ark.
Yeah.
And I go, no, no.
The fellow
who wore wellies.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know him? Mm. Famously wore wellies? I don't know.
There are two Herods, though, aren't they? Because you played one of the Herods.
Are there?
I think
who's
so.
Who's the other one? Is there?
Was one a king and one just was nicknamed Herod. His name was Charlie Herod. Herod. That's me.
How many Herods?
More confusing than I thought.
Are there?
Yeah. But like, I guess it's like the name, like, Molly is popular now for kids. Maybe back in those days, like...
Molly's popular with the kids? Jeepers.
Blimey.
How long have I been away?
I'm trying to think of a kid's name.
There are six Herods in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Apparently.
What?
Which one did you play?
Because there's Herod...
The bad one.
Right.
Who wanted to get rid of all the firstborns.
Yes.
Real meanie.
He was nasty.
The baby killer.
Yeah.
He was a baddie.
You, Herod, were around... In the New Testament.
Was I? Yeah. Was I not a baby killer?
No.
Was I not?
Yeah.
I thought Herod was baby killer and sentenced Jesus to die on the cross. I mean, it's all made up anyway.
I'm not overly sure. Please don't take that as read.
Were you Herod the Great? Do you think?
Oh, I was brilliant.
Yeah,
even Eddie Izzard said I was good.
Yeah.
Well, he came backstage at Wembley.
Did he? Well, take that then. Herod the Great.
And said what an easy role it was.
Is that what he said? He said what an easy role it was.
No, his words were, he goes, you were brilliant, you were fantastic. I mean, it's a bit of a charmed role, isn't it? I mean,
right.
But it was good. Oh. He goes, I like what you did with it. What I would have done, though, was I would have done this way. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't, though, did you? I got it.
She did need to add the little thing at the end. So there's Herod Antipas.
What?
Herod Agrippa and Herod Agrippa 2. There's a 1 and a 2. Oh, the second, I guess it would be. You know, you don't talk about King Charles 8.
The 1 and the second.
Yeah. The first and the second.
He just had like a movie.
No, exactly.
I'm Back to the Future.
He's back. Even worse than he was before.
Well, anyway, I think we've all learned something there, but I don't know what we learned. But I think we learned something.
Well, I didn't know that was a different Joseph.
Can't wait for Norwich on Friday. Chris, bringing my mates Holly and Jamie along, says Lou in Ipswich. See you there. Friday night, I'm in Norwich. Saturday, Coventry. So...
Commiserations to your friend Jamie as well with Ipswich's relegation.
Yeah,
I
saw them on Saturday night.
Right.
When did I see them? Yeah, Saturday night.
Not good.
Do you know what? He's an Ipswich Town fan and he went, do you know, he goes, no, it's fine. He goes, look... It was inevitable the last few weeks.
Right.
So it's done now. Great. Lovely. It's just, you know.
Right.
Stick a fork in me type thing.
Yeah. There's only so many defeats you can take probably in the season.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Hardy's on the show today.
Yes.
He is. Yes.
Dominic went to interview him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about the interview. Dom's told me nothing, so I don't know if they got on, they didn't get on, whether Tom Hardy pinned him up by his throat against a wall or anything like
that. Very intimidating man is Tom Hardy.
Really? Yeah.
Very intimidating.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it is.
What is it intimidating for?
Yeah.
Is that the bit? You didn't impress me.
It was very much.
What are you doing, bro?
Very much like that.
What are you doing? Is he a big man?
I mean, he's big as in he's very strong, but he's not particularly tall, man.
All right.
Are you calling him short? A little shorter.
Yeah, what's
Tom
Hardy?
Yeah.
He's calling me a short ass.
Yeah. Call him a short ass.
Did you? You
call him a short ass.
But actually, he was.
You're calling me a short ass.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's a little bit Sean Connery when you do bass.
That's
something else I found out the weekend.
What?
The Churchill dog.
Yeah.
Do you know whose voice that is?
Bob Mortimer.
Yeah. Did you know that? I only knew that yesterday.
I think it used to be Bob.
Right.
And then it wasn't Bob anymore, and they just got someone to do an impression.
Oh, really?
I think.
I didn't know that it was originally Bob Mortimer. It was the Churchill dog, that Bob.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are you doing Tom Hardy?
I don't know.
Right, okay. Right, Norwich Friday night, see you there. Coventry, come on. Coventry Arena Saturday night, we'll have a party.
Radio X. Coming up, more sighs of relief from all of Great Britain as they realise the Chris Moyle Show is back, baby. Out of office? I don't think so. Chris is back. Back again. And we'll hear more from Chris about his holiday shenanigans from last week. Plus, Tom, Dom, Hardy, Byrne.
Oh.
It's a real meeting of two minds when we hear Dominic Byrne's interview with Tom Hardy after 8.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
It's Monday Fun Day in the Chris Moyle's House of Fun, y'all.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Hey, Paul Turner's back.
Radio X.
So it is Monday morning, it's April 28th, the Chris Moyles Show is back with me, Chris Moyles, and we'll start with Sum 41.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is. I'm with you, I lose my mind, because I'm bending over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Instead of going
Sum 41 and In Too Deep, Radio X. Quarter past seven, Monday morning. Hi, Chris Moyles here. That's right, I'm back on the Chris Moyles Show. We've covered a lot of ground this morning already. I've talked about my holiday. I've talked about Leeds United.
Every day we're all gonna sing.
Liverpool have won the league.
Yeah, baby.
I've got some gigs at the weekend. Bob Mortimer was the voice of the Churchill Dog. I think Bob Mortimer was the voice of the Churchill Dog.
Yeah.
And then one day he wasn't the voice of the Churchill Dog and they got somebody else in
right.
to sound like Bob Mortimer being a dog.
Right.
That's what I think.
Okay.
You don't need to check. It's fine.
No, that's it. We'll just
I'll
go
have
with
a little
it.
Look.
Thank you. Tom Hardy's going to be on the show.
Yes.
Rah, rah, rah. Oh, that's how we got talking about the Churchill
Dog.
It all now makes sense.
Full circle.
Yes, Dad. Yeah. I'm Tom Hardy.
Or Sean Connery with a cold, we're not sure.
You called me a short ass.
I shouldn't have called him a short ass.
No, you shouldn't.
No. He's a terrific
Can actor. I ask you a question?
Please do, Tom.
Do you have car insurance?
I do have car insurance.
Because you never know what could happen to your car.
Oh, I know. Tom.
I could help you with that.
Could you?
Yes. Bain car insurance.
Wow.
Yes. Get it now. Or else.
Well,
I'll kill you.
Where do I? Oh, I'll sign now.
Yes. Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh.
He wasn't as weird as that.
What are you doing later?
I'm going straight home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying this potato place I saw on TikTok.
Right.
You need these baked potatoes. You
yeah.
Cheese, beans. Oh. It was fantastic. There was a big queue, but
yeah,
I've seen it on I love TikTok.
Right.
All over the TikTok.
Yeah. I mean,
you should follow me.
Yeah, I don't want to follow you.
Well, follow me on TikTok now.
Okay.
It's Bane97999999. Six.
Oh, thank you, Bane.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Anyway, Tom Hardy and Dominic Byrne together. It's a meeting of the minds that we never really knew we wanted.
Exactly that.
We'll do that in a bit. In the meantime, the choral.
It's up in my heart when it skips a beat.
Skips a beat.
Can't feel no pavement right under my feet.
That's the choral. I'm dreaming of you on the Bane Show.
Wow.
On Radio X.
The Bane Show.
Yes.
Gosh, what happens on the Bane Show?
Well, for me to get this voice, I have to put my hand over my mouth.
Yeah.
But it's the same hand that I need to press the button to start the jingle into the adverts.
Tricky.
So, hold on, let me see if I can swap. Do I sound? Oh yeah, it does sound different.
Yeah,
it does, isn't it? It's and I sound way less threatening. Don't
yeah,
I?
Much, much friendlier with your left
look
hand.
Look at the market here.
Yeah,
it's friendly bone. Do you want a piggyback?
Yeah, I'd love a piggyback.
See you after the break.
Oh yeah, the Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
When the need for certainty is absolute, the mission falls to him.
Should he choose to accept?
Box office opens today.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
Book tickets now.
What exactly is your plan?
Tom Cruise.
I need you to trust me. One last time.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In cinemas May 21. Book now.
Right. Time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Hey guys, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh,
Are you two okay?
He's back.
What do you want us to do? Guess who's back? 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 Milesy, that's who.
Okay, meanwhile, on the 4 till 7 thing, little Si bought a summer cardigan, we pick a new pet town, and we spin the reels of the Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag.
The 4 till 7 thing, guess who's back? Moilsy, innit?
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Now it's even easier to sell for free on eBay. I was thinking, maybe I should sell that juicer we've used a grand total of once. Or the shirt I've been saying I'll wear for the last 2 years, but never have. Or that tiger cushion the dog barks at every time he's in the lounge. Oh, is that it again? No, Bertie!
With new AI listing features and simple delivery, it's now even easier to sell for free on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. T's and C's apply. Excludes vehicles.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Have you seen the time? It's time to get back to the fun. Radio
X. It might have been Vic Reeves.
Oh. Was it Vic?
It might have been Vic Reeves.
Oh, because I read an interview with somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
Who is it?
And we're talking about the Churchill dog adverts from years ago, because we like to stay on the current trends.
I'm sure they said it was Bob.
Now, oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Now, a few people texted in and said, I thought it was Vic Reeves. Now,
right.
I thought it was Bob, and I've never, ever checked this, but I remember hearing the advert for Churchill.
Yes.
And it sounded slightly different one day out of the blue.
Oh, did it?
And so I say, Bob stopped doing it, and then somebody else did it, and they just said, could he sound like that?
Right, okay. That would make sense.
There is an article here that says, tonight's Top Gear saw comedian Bob Mortimer join... Oh, no. It says that he admitted that he is the voice of the Churchill dog.
Okay.
Oh.
So maybe he is.
I'm still maintaining that then he wasn't anymore.
Right.
And he changed
it slightly.
Because I can tell, I'm good with voice. Even when I was a kid, I was good at hearing voices. For example, I was a child when I noticed that Bungle was a new Bungle in Rainbow.
Yes, and it throws you, doesn't it? I remember,
that's not Bungle's voice!
Yeah, and Basil...
Hello, everyone! Who's that?
It's like when Basil Brush just changed voice overnight.
I know, he became Scottish.
Yeah, he did.
And he... Ha, ha, ha! See you, bomb-bomb, eh?
Yeah. Very different, wasn't it?
Very different. You know, shouting Basil Brush's catchphrase in a Scottish accent, it really does sound, you know... Yeah. As opposed to, hey, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it's more threatening.
It's like sort of very,
very different.
And then, you know, the other thing about Basil Brush as well is his manager that used to accompany him to
things. That's right, yes.
Yeah, the rumour was, it was said, that he liked to drink.
Oh, was that the rumour? We can't back that one up.
It's just a rumour.
Oh, really?
It's just a rumour.
And would that have an impact on Basil, possibly, as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Effin and Jeffin.
I think Frank Skinner interviewed a drunk Basil Brush once, but if anybody knows, can you text in and let me know? We've covered a lot of ground already this morning, haven't we? So, Vic Reeves or Bob Mortimer may or may not have done the voice for the Churchill dog. Basil Brush absolutely was never, never drunk and interviewed by Frank Skinner, but this is definitely Jerry Cinnamon. At Radio X!
Situations, I won't bore you with the filth. Breaking bones and sniffing gear, pouring blood and sweat and tears. In a nutshell, I suppose that's the way the water flows. Yeah, that's the way the story goes. Sometimes, just sometimes, well, alright, maybe all of the time. I'm on a false ego trip. I'm a renegade of sorts. I roam the concrete jungle hunting idiots for sport. And now the scene, it picked me up and made me frown. There's a joke, he says the music helps the medicine go down. Hey, it makes you feel alive, more like demons of the night. Putting powder up your nose, that's the way the water flows. Yeah, that's the way the story goes. Just a distant memory. Down the park and pick a fight. Popping pills all through the night. We got wasted, I suppose. That's the way the water flows. Yeah.
steps away.